This news update sponsor is Pigeon Hardware, your do-a-best paint and paint supply store. You'll also find electrical, plumbing, and hardware supplies at Pigeon Hardware. Here is the elitist news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderak. After 3 decades of dedicated service, Sergeant Michael Anderson bids farewell to his badge, leaving behind a legacy of integrity, leadership, and commitment to the city of Bad Axe. The city of Bad Axe extended their heartfelt thanks for his service, leadership, and support in a Facebook post, wishing him a fulfilling retirement filled with joy and cherished moments. As Sergeant Mike Anderson's bids adieu to his badge after 30 years of service, the community of Bad Axe shares heartfelt messages of gratitude and well wishes for his retirement in the comments. From missing his patrols to pondering his next adventures, the sentiments on Facebook are filled with humor and genuine appreciation for his dedication. Congratulations on your well-deserved retirement, Sergeant Anderson. On the Gagetown, a man convicted of assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle was sentenced to a year in the Huron County Jail on Monday. The incident occurred on July 1st around 3 p.m. during a heated altercation reported by an Owendale convenience store clerk. Derek George Wensko, a 61-year-old, aggravated the situation by retrieving a wooden stick from his car and repeatedly striking the victim before both parties left the scene. Michigan State Police troopers responded, leading to charges filed by the prosecutor's office. After a one-day trial at the Huron County 52nd Circuit Court on March 6th, Wensko was found guilty by a jury of assault with a dangerous weapon and carrying a weapon with unlawful intent for assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle. On April 29th, Judge Prill sentenced Wensko to 365 days in the county jail with 0 days of credit served, with work release being an option. And a 29-year-old woman suffered life-threatening injuries in an ORV rollover near Sunrise Sunset on Saturday morning, leading to criminal charges against a 38-year-old man for operating under the influence. Tuscola Dispatch received a 911 call at 2:15 a.m. on April 26, reporting the rollover on Lee Hill Road, just south of M-46. Agencies from Caro, Kingston, and Cass City assisted, while Tuscola County Sheriff deputies were occupied with another intoxicated individual in Millington Township. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office Accident Investigation Team arrived to take control of the scene in Mayville. The injured woman was quickly transported to the hospital by MMR, while the driver, suffering only minor injuries, was arrested for a DUI, causing significant harm. The woman was taken off the ventilator earlier this week. She is in stable condition, but still considered critical. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kim.
And I'm Nate from Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
If you are planning a painting project in the near future, Pigeon Hardware has the perfect color of Do It Best paint we can mix just for you.
That's right, Kim. At Pigeon Hardware, we have a new color selector chart and a new paint tint machine, so we can mix any color you're looking for with Do It Best paints. And don't forget, we also have grass seed fertilizer, garden seeds, bird feeders, bird seed, and suet, and all your electrical and plumbing supplies and hardware items.
That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement as easy as cake.
Kim, I can't bake.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Donald Trump will use a one-day break from his hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The visits on Wednesday come a day after he was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order. Judge Juan M. Merchan said he said that if Trump continued to violate his orders, he will impose an incarceratory punishment. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term as a presumptive Republican nominee while also fighting felony charges in New York. Trump will be at the airport in Freeland this afternoon. And the U.S. Justice Department has launched a double-barreled antitrust attack on Google's dominant search and Apple's trend-setting iPhone. The legal offensive is revving memories of the epic battle that hobbled Microsoft before it roared back to yet again become the world's most valuable company. The parallels to the Justice Department's landmark antitrust case in 1998 could provide a window into the potential breakthroughs that could be unleashed and new empires built if regulators succeed in their current attempts to crack down on Google and Apple now. It's conceivable Google and Apple may never have created so many popular products or became as powerful as they are now if Microsoft hadn't reined in on a quarter century ago. And energy and environment ministers of the group of seven leading industries nations have committed to phase out coal power by 2035. It marks the first time the G7 has explicitly referenced a phase out, but ministers left flexibility for countries heavily reliant on coal. The Beyond Fossils Fuel campaign called the commitment vague in a likely bid to coax a commitment from Japan. Japan is the only G7 country without a coal phase-out date. Britain, France, Italy, and Canada are committed to phasing out coal no later than 2030, and observers say the United States and Germany are taking big steps toward that date. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Al Hansen Motors, located on East Huron Avenue in downtown Bad Axe, and by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. This news update sponsor is Pigeon Hardware, your do-a-best paint and paint supply store. You'll also find electrical, plumbing, and hardware supplies at Pigeon Hardware.